Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are here, Old School, out here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, but Old School is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, located at 84th and Havelock. I always say every type of meat, every type of cut. Go in there and ask them what's up. But we are at Buffalo Wings and Rings, 40th and Old Cheney, a beautiful day, hot day, but everybody's on their way on the ride home listening to us. It's Customer Appreciation Day. They appreciate you so much. It's 59-cent wings all day, $5 pitchers of beer all day. Doors have been open since 10:30. Look, DP, I want to say this, man. Strickland showing up is a modern-day miracle.
Science.
My brother yesterday had a couple standing eight counts, but he answered the bell every single time. I kept saying, Strick, you have got to finish. This is it. This is the NBA final. This is the Big 12 championship.
Don't tap out.
We need a stop. We need a score. We need a free throw. And guess what? When it came down to it, we had a goal. Jake set a goal for us to get to 10 under. And Strick made a birdie putt off the side of the green, manned up right there. Then we actually end up finishing 12 under. So Strick right there showed the competitive nature that's deep rooted in his blood.
That dog
in him. And, you know, we had a good day. It was a good cause for junior achievement. But today we're old school. A lot going on in different realms of sports. And, you know, one thing, we know Sipple's been gone, right? So then the morning has been really good because Sipple's been gone. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of Bill Bush and Jake. But I want to get your thoughts about the camp. It's camp season, right? And we know one of the big hires for Matt Rhule has been a doctor that pretty much ran all the camps in Texas, but we know it's camp season. So we know Matt Rhule and company are in Houston, H-Town. We saw Matt Rhule going down, I think, 610 Highway, I think, or wherever he was at, spreading, you know, the word about
little,
Nebraska.
Little Jodeci.
Yeah, little Jodeci. I didn't look at it. I just saw where he was going.
Yeah, he was bumping Jodeci all my life.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know? Yeah. I mean, I like it, you know, connecting there. And I want to ask your opinion, right? We know there's a mega camp in St. Louis. But Nebraska has chosen to go down in obviously in Texas where they have deep roots and connections. Do you agree with that decision or disagree with that decision? You can see it both ways. Look, you can't be everywhere. Or would you have rather seen them go half and half, half the staff at the big mega camp, half the staff in Houston? Or it's like, hey, look, we know Texas. We know H-Town. They just got Prince out of there. Look, Houston is a hotbed for national recruiting and undercover superior athletes on the football field, basketball as well. I mean, on the basketball court as well, but football. I agree with it, but I wanted to, you know, what your, you know, opinion on it is.
I've said all along, Jay, that my hope is that everything is focused towards beating Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like everything, you're in the short window now. And you can spend your time chasing money or chasing wins. You cannot do both.
Right.
So every day that you make a choice, that you choose, look, we need to raise some money, which money makes everything go round. So I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I also understand that Minnesota is waiting.
yeah, yeah.
Minnesota's waiting. And I want, yes, you're recruiting for next year or 2 years from now, but going to Houston doesn't help you beat Minnesota.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, it's camp season. Nobody's really doing anything that's going to really set them up to get an advantage. Your advantage.
Yeah, but he getting paid. He getting $9.2 million.
Right.
He got enough.
Right. But
you can get film study and right. make your team better, or you can go hunting right. down in Houston.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, you can't be sitting at home right now when every coach of America is going out, and it's camp season. This is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ultimately, you know, I think it's the right choice. I mean, look, the studying is getting done. The work is getting done. They're, you know, they have a huge staff. They mm-hmm. do have a huge staff. So mm-hmm. them going down and doing this, like, coaches clinic kind of camp and stuff
you
like
that.
You
were right in that if you're going to do it, you split.
Right.
And conquer both.
Yeah, I see it both ways because, look, that big mega camp is going to be inundated. First of all, Colorado's there, right? And mm-hmm. then, you know, like the kind of Midwestern, you know, that kind of corridor.
Yep.
But then also I see it to where, okay, look, this is what we know. The best thing that you can do as a new staff and new team is know what's successful, know who you are, mm-hmm. how you've done it, and continue to do that and then expand at the right time. I like it because, look, I'd rather – if I'm going to go down there and, you know, let's just look at Colorado because everybody around Nebraska loves to talk about Deion in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's ahead of Colorado. Not far, right? One win for Colorado, four for Nebraska, or five for Nebraska, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
right? There's not too much, you know, separation, but there is separation. So why would I need to go – and maybe devil with that and get our message kind of convoluted, right, when Colorado's going to do there and be outlandish where we can go to where we can really say, hey, look, we know the past staff has not been down here, okay, in probably over a decade. I can't even remember the last time in the heart of Houston. And mm-hmm. both of us know Houston
yep.
is a hotbed for football. So when we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Not only are we going to do a camp, right, or be at a satellite camp.
A free camp,
satellite camp. But then also we're going to spread our wealth as far as a coaches clinic because, you know, I think one thing when you do these coaches clinics, I think it's goodwill because, you know, will you get a guy right out of there in 2024, right? Maybe not.
Right.
But 25, 26, a lot of these coaches that are defensive coordinators, assistant coaches, go on to be head coaches other places, even sometimes in other states. So you're actually – expanding your bandwidth faster by doing that potentially as long as you handle your business on the field.
That part, that if the focus for 90 days,
right,
90 days, that's all you got. And you can give Minnesota back the advantage by spending the day doing what they're doing, but
right.
they're ahead of you. So are you really helping yourself? When if you beat Minnesota, you're much more attractive to all those Houston players than you going down there sales pitching them and then going get your head kicked into Minneapolis.
Right, yeah. I mean,
like, in the end, as you like to say, you got to win. Like,
yeah, you got to win.
On the field, this on-the-field thing has to be the first thing.
Right. If Minnesota wasn't out actively doing what Nebraska's doing,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I'd totally agree with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if because I think it'd be do more damage for Nebraska to be here, and everybody else is out essentially recruiting,
yeah.
right? You're out recruiting. This,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's camp season massaged as recruiting.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right. Fair.
Okay? So you're the only school decides to stay home and not recruit. You know what that sounds like?
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like, DP, that we saw?
Hmm.
I'm not going to answer a couple questions at the beginning. No, straight up. No,
that
no,
was
no,
Indianapolis.
Hold on, hold on,
like,
hold on,
we literally,
hold on.
Our jaws hit the table.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The team that you played in the first game, Pat Fitzgerald, got up there, sold his program. This is what we're going to do. Ryan Day. Well, I mean, Mel Tucker. James Franklin, PJ Fleck, everybody. So here's what I'm saying.
Copy success.
Okay, yeah, exactly. If you are going to be the one school, mm-hmm. essentially, not only in the Big Ten, and this is what they're not doing, this is what.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I agree with what they're doing. If you're going to be the team that says, you know what, we're not going to recruit. Hmm. We've had every coach. There's been coaches here. This is not even talking about the last staff. There's been head coaches here that refuse to recruit.
Yep.
There's been assistant coaches after Coach Osborne retired that decided they didn't like recruiting anymore, and that was the kind of snowball that led to the avalanche.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you decide to do something that not everybody else is doing, I think you set yourself up for being set back double time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I say people ask always like sometimes when I'm traveling, like, what happened to Nebraska? Well, it was timing because the state of college football changed, right? ESPN 1, 2, 3, Deportes, everything became on, right?
DirecTV,
everything.
The whole thing.
So then, therefore, the advantage Nebraska had were winning, and then kids would come here and wait a couple years, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. we were winning. Mm-hmm. But then they knew that they weren't coming to Nebraska expected to start right away.
Right.
Well, now if you are a kid from, say, like Florida, and you go to, say, Arkansas State, because they recruited heavily in Florida, right? Arkansas State was never on TV, maybe once a year. But now they're on TV five or six times. Look at the MAC, right? Mm-hmm. Playing games on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and now they have, like, their wheelhouse. Now those Florida kids, right, that might not be going, obviously not going to Florida State, Florida, Tennessee, you know, all South, they're getting bypassed, mm-hmm. but they're up in, you know, Bowling Green. Well, guess what? Mom and dad, you know what, they don't have to get in the car and drive over. They can see you six times a year on national TV.
Yep.
Right? So that's what I think hurt Nebraska.
And ESPN Plus, where every game is on.
Every game. And that's not even counting, you know, all the different other, you know.
Well, their personal streaming. Each school has its own streaming.
Right. So everything, you know, plus then obviously changing the total offense, which now, you know, the offense that, you know, Callahan didn't want to run is actually what people are running now, but that's a whole another day. But I think
that's good, though. That's good that you bring that up.
It is. People are so everybody talks about RPO, really. And really all you're doing is running Nebraska's tight option, and you're just displacing – at what we had was a fullback or somebody else and running different formations, and it's still the same amount of guys on the field, but you're out doing it out on the edge. And this is what I wanted to ask you about, right? As we go along, and I think it's a week after Logan Smothers has decided to go to Jacksonville State. Great for him, great for Nebraska. And then so now we're setting in on Jeff Sims. Now the battle for number two needs to be what's on the airways. Essentially, you said 3 months.
Yeah.
It needs to be on for the next 4 months, because it's got to be an ongoing battle, right? But as you start to come to terms with this, and then we're thinking about the RPO and where we're at as far as a football team, I want to ask your opinion is do you think this kind of running quarterback that can be controlled passing game is where they're starting, and maybe it'll end up being a different type of offense in 2000, let's say 25.
Yes, I think the decision making, the talent brought in says, we're not going to spread it out and throw it around. We don't have those people.
Right.
We don't have the talent to match what we ideally what Marcus Satterfield wants to do with his right. offense. You look at South Carolina and you say, okay, we saw what that was.
Right.
You don't have the talent that South Carolina had a year ago. So what do? You get a quarterback who can pick up and pick, you know, chaos around him. He can make positive yards happen right. without turning the ball over. Short throws in short space. He knows what to do. Offensive line that you're not sure about what you're getting. You think they're better than maybe they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can lean heavily on a ground game that keeps the quarterback out of trouble and keeps him on the field.
Yeah.
Right? That he's not going to get beat up. We're not asking him to zone read everything. We're asking him to give us 4 yards and get out. That's what that tells me. The talent put in place tells me that, listen, a running quarterback who can throw, make the short throws, the safe throws, that seems to be what they picked up for.
And let me ask you this, DP, before we go to break, is do you agree with me or disagree with me or kind of like mid agree with me that I think that Nebraska, when I've looked at what the offensive staff has done at Temple and Baylor and South Carolina, right, trying to just kind of formulate some sort of, you know, assumption or guesstimation what they're going to be, is that I think what I like is that potentially that they're trying to be physical, right? But they also know, okay, maybe we got some deficiencies, right? We got injuries and we got a little bit of deficiency, and we'll see if they, but we got our offense, we got Bryce Benhart in better shape. We're waiting for Teddy to come around. We picked up a couple guys in the transfer portal. Okay, we feel good about up the middle, right?
You got Norrie back. You brought in Scott, who's right? a legitimate starter.
And then whether it's Turner or whatever, you feel good up the middle. Yeah. You feel decent good up the middle.
Right.
Do you think under the radar decision, if this is the decision, to try to become more physical out on the edge, essentially to coach around your deficiency, and here's why, right? Like, with the new young wide receiver and the plethora of receivers that they brought in and the size that they've brought in at some position, particularly tight end, okay, mm-hmm. but then also receivers that have, you know, from the Baylor transfer, obviously I think, having Betts back, he's probably going to stretch the field, but the emphasis on blocking on the edge and also guys that can catch the ball, get upfield, and finish runs, you can become physical out on the edges, and then as you hopefully continue to mature and get better with your conventional run game,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, they're talking about the size of Gabe Irvin. Gabe Irvin's been talked about, it seems like, every press conference,
mm-hmm.
right? So do you think that's a good sneaky maybe decision that people – look, it's not sexy to write about that you're going to be physical on the edges, but you as a former coach, right, former play caller, understand when I'm saying it, you understand, okay – yeah, you can become physical, because if you can pound people out on the outside, you can hit that sideline. You know that's where explosive plays come from.
If you believe that you're more likely stronger than you are faster,
right?
Then I'm gonna start from the middle of the field.
Right.
I'm going to extend out. I need to win from tackle to tackle. And if I can, then extending the space where my runners who are talented up the middle,
right.
I can win those battles. I can win half the field. Or from center to left tight end.
Right.
If I can win in that space, and the more likely to do that, because I don't need the talent that Michigan has in right. that space, I just have to match. And I can outnumber them.
Right.
Because I can put a third tight end in, sledgehammer that right. at the point of impact, let Norrie Scott win from the middle field over. And if I win from Scott to hash mark on either side, I'm in every game.
Right.
I'm in every game. Every drive has the possibility that 4 yards in a cloud of dust, well, Nebraska better lean on it. And that's getting 4 yards from Jeff Sims on a drop back if things break down. A 4-yard throw is much more efficient and safe than an 8-yard throw and a 12-yard throw.
Yeah, I like that. You know what, in the next segment, I really want to dive into you. Being a former, obviously a coach, but a former play caller, I want to ask you, I already know the answer, but I want people to understand the difference between, I call them sustainable drives that sometimes don't lead to points versus I think the fans, sometimes media people that evaluate games, like, well, if you don't go 80 and score, well, then you're a bad play caller or you're not a good offense. I want to talk about the difference because I think – with this staff, what they potentially be doing. And I feel like they think, okay, we are good enough football coaches, right? I always say once we get even, we leaving. Because yeah. I think some of the decisions that they're making, they're saying it without saying it, right? They're saying, look, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Don't give us credit. But I want to dive into your mind about that because it's not setting expectations, but it's also educating people on how to watch the game more efficiently and effectively so you can properly evaluate it and then obviously support the team. So
yep.
I want to dive into DP's brain and ask him about that. This is Jay Foreman, DP, Old School, coming to you from Buffalo Wings and Rings, 40th and Old Chaney, Customer Appreciation Day. We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.